you for the opportunity to present, and I'll be talking about the association between impaired health status and mild cognitive impairment on behalf of my co-authors from the Mayo Clinic. Now, mild cognitive impairment is considered a transitional stage between normal cognitive aging and dementia, and subjects with MCI typically have an impairment of cognition in one or more domains, which I'll talk about later. And typically, this impairment is beyond what is normal for their age and their level of education, as well as their primary occupation. They have essentially normal activities, and so they're able to conduct their usual affairs without any problem, and they're typically not demented. Now, MCI is an important condition because it's been associated with an increased risk of dementia. About 10 to 15% of subjects with MCI progress to dementia in a year, compared to 1 to 2% of people in the general population who do not have MCI. It's also been associated with an increased risk of death. And so the idea is that if we can identify subjects with MCI early, this may allow interventions that will prevent their progression to dementia or to untimely death. The unfortunate thing is that there aren't very many simple methods that can be used to assess MCI in sort of a busy family practice clinic, and that can be used to target people who are at increased risk of developing dementia or progressing to dementia. Now, self-reported health is described as how a person rates their own health, their perception of their health status. It's supposedly a summary measure of their health status and has been shown to predict functional decline over time. It's been associated with increased healthcare utilization as well as increased likelihood of death. It's also been associated with depression, so it's a consequence of depression, I would say. And so if this is a factor that can be used to identify subjects with MCI, it may enable us to target these people. However, this tool has not been used to investigate the risk of geriatric conditions in the elderly, such as MCI. The goal of our study was to investigate the association between self-reported or self-perception of health status and MCI in Olmsted County, Minnesota. To select our study sample, we enumerated the population of Olmsted County residents through the Rochester Epidemiology Project, which is a medical records linkage system that's able to identify all county residents. We identified a total of about 10,000 unique individuals who were aged 70 to 80 years on October 1, 2004, which is when our study started. We used a stratified random sampling scheme to select subjects for participation within four cells by age and sex. A total of 2,700 people participated in the study, and about 2,000 of them came in and were evaluated in person, and 700 participated by telephone. The rest of the information that I'm going to present is based on the 2,000 people that participated in person, because those were the people that we were able to characterize for MCI. The in-person assessment for cognitive functioning or cognitive performance had three components. Subjects underwent an interview by a nurse to evaluate several factors, including their medical comorbidities. We used a clinical dementia rating scale to assess cognitive impairment, and this rating scale is actually a measure of dementia severity. It's rated on a scale from 0, meaning there's no cognitive impairment, to 3, where there's severe dementia. We also had the participants rate their own perception of their health as poor, fair, good, very good, or excellent. They underwent cognitive testing by a trained psychometrist to assess the four primary cognitive domains that are impaired in dementia, usually to a more severe degree, mainly memory, language, visuospatial, and executive function. And then they also underwent a neurological evaluation by a physician to determine a potential etiology for any impairment in their cognitive function, and also to determine whether or not there was an underlying neurological condition that could explain any impairment in cognitive function that was identified. The three people who evaluated the participant then met, and a diagnosis was made by consensus, and each individual was assigned a diagnosis of normal cognition, MCI, and or dementia. The MCI was categorized as amnestic MCI if there was memory impairment, or non-amnestic MCI if there was no impairment in memory. We used the case control procedure assessments to compare subjects with MCI with subjects who were free of MCI or dementia. Our exposure was self-reported or self-perception of health status, rated as fair, poor, good, very good, or excellent. And we used logistic regression models to estimate the odds ratio and confidence intervals for the association between perception of health and MCI. We adjusted for age, sex, education, because these factors have always been found to be associated with cognitive impairments and dementia. We also adjusted for comorbidity and also depression, and I don't show the depression data, but I show the data on comorbidity. We identified 329 subjects with MCI and 1640 subjects who did not have MCI. Subjects with MCI were significantly more likely to be older, to be male, to have lower levels of education, and were more likely to report impaired health. This slide shows perceived health by MCI status and shows the proportion of subjects who with MCI or normal cognition who reported their health as fair, as poor, fair, good, very good, or excellent. And as you'll notice on the slide, subjects with MCI had a higher proportion of subjects with MCI reported their health as poor, fair, or good compared to subjects who did not report MCI, and a lower proportion of MCI subjects reported their health as very good or excellent. Our logistic regression analyses showed us the association between cognitive perception of health and MCI. In our univariate analyses, where we're just looking at the two variables, health perception and MCI, we found that subjects who had impaired health as poor or fair were 2.26 times more likely to have MCI. And the confidence intervals was 1.67 to 3.07. A confidence interval that does not include 1 means that there's a significant association. We included age, sex, and education in the model because these factors confound the association. The odds ratio decreased slightly to 2.03, but it was still significant. And then when we added comorbidity, decreased to about 1.81. When we add depression to this model, it decreases further to about 1.5, but still remains significant. So that regardless, impaired perception of health is significantly associated with MCI. We then performed analyses stratified by sex to see whether the association we see varies by sex, and we found that in men, the association was slightly stronger than in women, and whether or not we adjusted for comorbidity still showed a stronger association in men than in women. We then also performed analyses stratified by age to see whether there's a difference in the younger age group compared to the older age group, and found that there was a stronger association in 79-year-olds. The odds ratio was 2.3, meaning that they were 2.3 times more likely to have MCI if they reported impaired health. And in subjects who were 80 to 89 years old, they had 1.96 times more likely to have MCI if they had impaired health. And again, it's consistent when we adjust for comorbidity. Now, because there are two different types of MCI, we next looked at to see whether it differs by whether or not there was a memory component, because we believe that there's the etiology or the underlying pathology in whether or not they have an amnestic or a non-amnestic MCI may differ. So we found that the association with amnestic MCI was, the odds ratio was about 1.87, but it was stronger with non-amnestic MCI It was an odds ratio of 2.46. And so that again suggests that there is indeed a slightly different, there's a difference in the underlying etiology. And a number of studies have shown that the non-amnestic MCI has more of a vascular component compared to the amnestic MCI, where initially there's more of a localized impairment or pathology in the brain, and then later it spreads, it's a broader pathology when they develop dementia. So our conclusions are that perceived health status is associated with mild cognitive impairments. The association may be stronger in men, in younger subjects, and then it's also stronger with non-amnestic MCI than with amnestic MCI. And also it suggests that perceived health status may help us identify elderly subjects who are cognitively impaired. And these subjects, if identified, may benefit from interventions that can prevent progression to dementia or death. And finally, I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors and the research team from the Mayo Clinic. Thank you.